They sting.
They don't. Well, as far as I know, they don't. Mm-hmm. I had one when I was a kid. I had one up my pant leg.
Ooh.
And it never did anything to me, so I don't think they sting.
Okay. Those things don't bother me, and they adore Bill, the wasps and the bees and everything.
How awful. What about those insects that we don't have here, but in the South, they jump up on your leg and get under your skin?
Chiggers.
Mm-hmm. And the insects that light up at night are called?
Fireflies.
Okay.
Lightning bug. Have you heard them called a lightning bug?
Yeah. Where have you heard that from?
I don't know.
Have you seen any of them?
Yeah.
I heard that we had some here.
Oh, I don't know if we do. I've never seen them here. We were in Virginia last year in May, and they were the brightest I have ever seen. I thought that it was a plane flying by.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Kind of, you know,
yeah,
way out there. And they said, no, they were fireflies.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people outside in their backyard have a place where they keep goldfish. It's called what?
Pond, mm-hmm. Fish pond.
Mm-hmm. And some of the things that fly around a fish pond are, they have two sets of wings.
Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other words for dragonfly?
No. Are there?
Mm-hmm. back east, they call them devil's darning needles. And
oh, really? That's nice.
Things like that. The birds that make a lot of noise getting worms out of trees are called?
Woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm. And the birds that fly at night are called?
Owls.
Mm-hmm. And do you know some other local birds that we have?
Well, we have a lot of robins now that we didn't used to have before. We have mockingbirds, sparrows. We have a little bird within the last about 5 years called a pinopipla.
What's that?
It's a darling little dark bird. I don't know if it's black or not. It has a tiny little crest, makes the cutest sounds.
Hmm.
Those big old raucous blackbirds or crows that come around.
Mm-hmm.
Up on the irrigation ditch, we had some vultures that lived up in the old, that would roost in the old tree over there at night and just make a horrendous mess, and they seem to travel different spots in the valley. There's a couple of owls that we've had that we hear from time to time at night.
Mm-hmm. What kind of owls, Gina?
I don't know. You know, they're so hard to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you go fishing, you dig for
worms.
Mm-hmm. Do you know some local fish that people catch?
I see people fishing on the drainage ditches.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know what they catch. I should imagine that they would be horrible tasting.
I think sometimes they're fishing for the little thing that looks like a lobster. And they're using
crawfish,
that as And they're using that as bait to catch something larger in the river.
Carp. I you know, not being a fisher person either, but I don't know whether that's what they catch.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
I don't think there are any catfish or anything like that in the drainage ditches.
I've heard. Well, not in drainage ditches, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they tend to dry out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the name of a little amphibian that comes out when it rains in the spring?
Your toads?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're talking
mm-hmm.
about? You know, they
you
were almost extinct for a while?
No. When?
There was even a couple of articles in one in USA Today, and then I heard something on television. It's been 5 or 6 years ago, and we were so excited because we've recently found toads in the yard again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I suppose it was pesticides.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah.